Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. Psalm 37, verses 16 and 17. It's better to be godly and have little than to be evil and rich. For the strength of the wicked will be shattered, but the Lord takes care of the godly. The Old Testament has no problem with wealth. Indeed, many of its stars were incredibly rich. Think only of Abraham, Job, David, and Solomon. Indeed, wealth is often seen as a sign of God's blessing. But if you've got to choose between wealth and a life focused on God, then the best choice is God, whether or not you happen to be wealthy. When our relationship with God is right, every other consideration pales into insignificance. Jesus pointed out that you have to choose between gods. You cannot serve both God and money. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Only one of them can be in the driving seat. This is a vital message for our society, where the desirability of money is largely unquestioned. Many of the things that money can buy are excellent in themselves and can be rightly admired, but they have a limited shelf life. How very different from living a life that's deliberately focused on God, because the blessings he gives us last forever. It would be interesting to know whether you consider that you have a little or a lot. When you've come up with your answer, it would be even more interesting if you were to ask yourself whether you have a little or a lot in world terms, given that the majority of people in the world earn less than £5 a day. But even if you have come out of that exercise still concluding that you only have a little, listen to King David, who concludes that your little, together with your love of the Lord, is in every way preferable to those who are wealthy and who know nothing of him. True wealth is found in knowing God personally. Let's pray together. God our Father, we thank you that our relationship with you is more valuable than anything that we could ever buy. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.